One advantage to Salt Lake City's new garbage trucks is that they're easier on the ears. Mayor Ralph Becker says the city has a goal of being the most livable city in the country, and achieving that goal means addressing the region's poor air quality, reducing carbon emissions, improving energy use, and saving money.
We cannot rely on the status quo. We have got to take common sense measures that we as a community, that we as governmental entities, that other institutions can take that do not impair our ability to do what we want to do in our lives.
As of this month, Salt Lake is the sixth city in the U.S. to become climate registered, which means it's keeping track of its carbon emissions and publicly reporting the findings. This helps cities like Salt Lake benchmark their carbon use and cut back. Becker says the steps the city needs to take to reach its goals begin with converting the vast majority of its vehicles to compressed natural gas, or CNG.
The savings in fuel costs are tremendous, but at the same time, we're improving air quality. We're going to have quieter running trucks, so that'll be a little less noisy in the neighborhoods and in the businesses. And we are reducing our dependence on fossil fuels.
The city says the CNG vehicles will save $250,000 in fuel costs, cut down on carbon emissions by 330 tons a year, and also reduce NOx emissions, which is a known cause of smog and air pollution. Renee Zollinger, the city's environmental programs manager, says the focus was on reducing the emissions from these large, slow garbage trucks, which are the top gas guzzlers in the city's fleet. She says the most obvious benefit of the new trucks is reduced air pollution, which has an undeniable effect on Salt Lake Valley residents.
Very close behind it is the reduction in CO2 emissions. Upwards of 25% of the CO2 emissions of the city come from our fleet, and by converting to natural gas, we reduce those carbon dioxide emissions and help, you know, mitigate some of the impacts that are creating global warming.
Zollinger says the city found it was more efficient to buy new CNG trucks instead of converting the old ones. But luckily, she says, the state's Division of Air Quality and federal agencies offer to subsidize the cost. In addition to the new vehicles, the Salt Lake City Council will discuss an anti-idling ordinance at its next meeting. The mayor hopes, with the council's support, the city can enact stronger measures to reduce pollution caused by idling. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.